The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 2nd of January, 2009. It's the birthday of Isaac Asimov, the science fiction writer born in Petrovichi, Russia, 1920, came to this country when he was just a little boy, 3 years old. His parents opened a candy shop in Brooklyn. The boy worked in the candy store, and there he became fascinated by the newspaper stand, which sold pulp magazines, including science fiction. The boy read all of the science fiction he could get his hands on, started writing science fiction as well, published his first story when he was 18, and published one of his most famous stories when he was 21 years old. After a conversation with a friend, John Campbell, who had been reading an essay by Ralph Waldo Emerson, Nature, which includes the line, "If the star should appear one night in 1,000 years, how would men believe and adore and preserve for many generations the remembrance of the city of God which has been shown?" Asimov wrote a story entitled Nightfall about a planet with 6 suns that has a sunset once every 2,049 years, a story that has been anthologized over and over, and many people still consider it the best science fiction short story ever written. Isaac Asimov, who wrote more than 400 books in his life, and who said, "From my close observation of writers, they fall into 2 groups, those who bleed copiously and visibly at any bad review, and those who bleed copiously and secretly at any bad review." It's the birthday of the playwright Christopher Durang, Montclair, New Jersey, 1949, author of Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You, Beyond Therapy, and other plays. It's an important anniversary for lepidopterists, people who study or collect or observe butterflies and moths. 1975, on this day, an amateur naturalist, Kenneth Brugger, discovered where monarch butterflies from North America spend the winter. He was a textile engineer in Mexico City. Scientists for 30 years had been trying to learn where the monarch butterflies migrated to. Brugger remembered seeing monarchs on a vacation in the mountains west of Mexico City. He went out to look around. Farmers would not tell him anything, but when he brought his Mexican wife, Catalina, they warmed up, and a farmer led them up the side of a mountain up to 10,000 feet, and suddenly the fir trees were so thick with butterflies that they looked orange instead of green. Scientists estimated there were 4 million butterflies per acre. Brugger was elated at his discovery, but he couldn't completely appreciate what he was seeing because he was colorblind. Here's a poem for today by Kevin Griffith entitled Denmark Kangaroo Orange. Pick a number from 1 to 10. Okay, now multiply that number by 9. You will have a 2-digit number. Add those 2 digits. Now subtract 5 from that number. Take that number and find its corresponding letter in the alphabet. 1 equals A, 2 equals B, etc. Now, think of a country that begins with that letter. Now, name an animal that begins with the last letter of the country. Finally, name a fruit that begins with the last letter of that animal. Denmark Kangaroo Orange, a poem by Kevin Griffith from his collection entitled Denmark Kangaroo Orange, published by Pearl Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Edited by Noah Smith, produced by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.